point. We see similar things with firearm ownership when it's blocked for sale under certain conditions. Right, so there are some states in the US that have a voluntary do not sell list. Individuals can put themselves on a list that say, do not sell me a firearm, right? Because they know it's something that could be dangerous for them. And Wisconsin is one of the states that's looking to do that. We also know this works at an individual level. So one of the main crisis tools we have is called safety planning intervention. And a big part of that incorporates lethal means counseling. And so that talks about how can we make your environment safer? When you're in crisis, what can we do to create space between you and that method? And we know that these plans save lives, right? That they're effective in reducing suicide attempts and death by suicide. So if we can do this at the individual level, we might be able to save a life, or we might be able to help someone get through a crisis.